Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Welcome to the Swinging for the Fences episode, where Derek Trevelyan is my special guest. Listen to the insights he shares from the job seeker perspective on the topics we cover, including transparency, networking, the applicant tracking system, and more. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please subscribe and do share with others. Want to comment, discuss, provide feedback? You can send me a note via LinkedIn or via the contact form on our website, www.thecx.xyz. I thank you for listening, and here's my interview. Hi, Derek. How are you today?
Good. About yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thank you for being a guest today. Really appreciate it. I typically, you know, as my listeners will know, talk to people that are on the other side of the table from hiring. They're hiring managers, or they work in recruiting or HR, people ops and stuff. So, yeah. I'm happy to have you, someone from the other side of the table.
Right.
You're one of three individuals I'm in the process of recording to talk about what it looks like from the candidate side. I think you have an interesting perspective. So first off, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Sure. So before we get into this, can you give listeners just a little info on your background?
Yep. So I am actually originally from Southern Illinois, so the very southern tip, very small, like farm town type feel. Was there for probably 23 years of my life, and then moved to St. Louis, then spent the majority of my time in Chicago. Now I sit in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been here a little bit over 2.5 years now, so probably be here for a while. I don't have to deal with the snow anymore. but yeah, small town kid growing up, we didn't really have a lot to do. So a majority of my childhood was spent playing ball, played baseball, was fortunate to get to play in college, and get my school paid for. I go there, get my degree, and then move on. I started out, first job out of college was with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Great experience. They hired a lot of athletes, as people know. Did that for about 2 years, a little bit over 2 years, and then transitioned to the recruiting field and worked for Allegis Group at Tech Systems for about 2 years as well. And then kind of went on the flip side of that and work on a marketplace recruiting type software for about 3 years. And then here I am in a different marketplace approach, but more geared towards candidates, still in the staffing industry as well, too.
Sure. And what do you do specifically in your role?
So my title is a strategic account manager. So work directly with clients, making sure we're filling their needs, breaking into new business as well, too. Just making sure we have a good experience on both the candidate side and the client side as well, too.
Sure. And the name of the organization?
It's called Trusted Health.
Trusted Health. Gotcha. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So you just started this job. So you're actually at the end, the positive end of your candidate journey. But can you describe, you know, go think back a couple of months and sort of describe what challenges you faced while you were in your job search?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll backpedal a little bit even before that. So we, at my previous company, they merged with their sister company, kind of happened out of nowhere. I was part of a round of layoffs. There was about almost 30 of us that were laid off during that period, kind of a blindside. Didn't really think that was going to happen, but you know, you got to deal with the cards that you're dealt.
Happened this year. So yeah, you weren't alone.
Exactly. To be honest with you, when that happened, I kind of went into panic mode because that had never happened to me before. So I just started applying to similar roles on LinkedIn and all that stuff. And you know, the first couple of days I reeled it back in. I talked to my former manager who has played a big part in my career. And he's like, take the time, process it, you know, just network. And then when you're ready and your mind's right, start trying to find a new position. And that was probably the biggest piece of advice that he could have given me. So I started, you know, networking with anybody that I could find on LinkedIn, you know, previous, you know, staffing firms that I've worked with at my previous company, just to see what they have, putting their feelers out. If anybody connected me on LinkedIn, try and set up a phone call and just kind of see, you know, where they're at in their industry, or if we can spitball some stuff off each other and, you know, see what they know or who they know, and kind of go from there. Didn't really have the best experience as far as like applying to positions directly to a company, to be honest with you. Lot of no feedback. Some I didn't even hear back from at all. Some of them were like instant rejections from the ATS. So it was kind of a difficult experience because a lot of jobs were up, even though the companies weren't hiring. So it was kind of hard to gauge. So it was a little bit disheartening, but difficult to get up and, you know, I literally get up every morning and scour LinkedIn. Okay, who's hiring? Who knows who? It was kind of like Groundhog Day, which most of us are living in that right now. But
right,
yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah, definitely, unfortunately. But yeah, and then eventually it worked out. I have a friend who works at Trusted Health who referred me, and they had an open position, and luckily that worked out. So I've been at Trusted for a little bit over a month and a half now. And so far everything's been fantastic here.
Gotcha. I mean, can you share more about like your experience at where you landed, you know, and you know, what that was like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So as soon as the role was open, my buddy had told me that they were getting ready to release the role. So I went ahead and just like proactively sent him my resume. When it was open, the head of TA reached out to me, set up a quick phone screen, kind of like a get to know you type thing. Very cool, very laid back, easy, you know, to talk to. Then it was moved towards who is my boss now. And then we had a video call with members of the team. And then there was a 4-hour panel interview with some higher ups in the company. And after that, I was fortunately given an offer and accepted. But as far as experience goes, it was great compared to what I was experiencing on my job search.
Right.
They would follow up with me. They would give me feedback. Hey, you did great on this interview. We're working to get stuff set up for next steps. And honestly, it was an interview each week for about 4 weeks. So it took about a month. But it didn't feel like it was moving slow. Like I would get up, get ready to move on to the next one. And then as soon as that one was finished, I'd get my feedback probably within a day. And then we would move on to the next interview. And it was just a smooth, easy experience. And everybody that I talked to was so down to earth and like understanding of like the situation I was in. And it wasn't really a like, okay, what tools did you use here, here, and here? It was more so, you know, talk about your entire background, what you've done in your career, where you want to go. It was more so conversational. It was actually enjoyable to interview with them.
Gotcha. So they were asking really about sort of your experience and skills and less about hypothetical situations.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's going to be some hypothetical situations there. They got to see, you know, how you think, but majority of it was they want to see how you are as a person, like what motivates you. Are you going to be a good culture fit for the company that they're at? Because this company is is so cool that everybody that I've talked to has been so willing to take time out of their day to help me, because I mean, it's a startup. So you got to think on your feet and you got to just kind of adapt and grow. So I've been asking tons of questions. Sometimes I feel bad, but seriously, everybody that I have talked to or reached out to has been so helpful, and I couldn't be like more thankful for the position that I've landed in.
Gotcha. How likely are you to like recommend Trusted Health to other folks that might be in the job market?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I would recommend this like top notch.
Right. I mean, that's good to hear. And you don't hear that all the time, unfortunately. To hear that, you know, you had a, you know, it was 4 weeks is a pretty good length of time and stuff, but you knew what was going on. Yeah. You got feedback from it. And now you said you're working for about a month now.
Yeah, a little bit over a month. So like slowly getting out of the training phase and getting my clients and getting to know them. That's where I'm at right now. Still a bunch of stuff that I don't know, but that's part of, you know, onboarding, you know, new jobs. So I'm excited to see what's coming next.
Yeah. So not only did you have is it safe to say that not only did you have a good candidate experience, that you're also having a good onboarding experience?
Yeah, exactly. So I actually talked to some people internally yesterday about that. And, you know, this was my first time onboarding virtually. In my previous employer, I worked in the office for my time before I moved out here to Arizona. So I was actually able to, you know, talk to people in person. But the way they did this virtual setup has been so smooth. We have like a checklist of stuff that we need to be doing as far as like learning tools and meeting with, you know, key stakeholders and, you know, other departments to learn what they do. It has been so easy. And the tools that they use, it makes it really easy to just pop in a quick hangout and say, hey, here's, you know, 3 or 4 questions that I have, and then we'll pop right back out. So it's been really good for as far as like, you know, doing it virtually, since this is my first time.
Right. And I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, but you haven't actually met people in person yet, right?
You're right. So the only person I have met is my buddy that works there. We actually have a WeWork space in Tempe that we go to each day. So he's the only person that I've actually met.
Right. And so it'll be interesting because you've had to build relationships over the phone or over video. And, you know, when you finally get to actually meet people, that'll be interesting.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah, you've only seen people through a screen. So, yeah. So there's a lot of people going through that. I think, you know, near every company has switched to some version of virtual hiring. It's been a learning curve for sure for the companies themselves, because they're not, you know, the whole interviewing process really hadn't changed much in, you know, several decades. So having to switch to doing this all online has been a challenge, I think. And certainly job candidates as well. You know, most people are used to going into interview or flying somewhere to go interview. So it's been interesting. So it's good to hear that they did that well. And also that, you know, your onboarding too, which is another thing that's kind of new as well, is your onboarding. It's been great. Right. So good to hear. If you could, you know, for the sort of the less than stellar experiences that you had with other companies, like, is there any tips you could offer to them? You know, not naming names, but, you know, how they could have improved the candidate journey for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the first thing I would touch on is just, you know, reaching out to the recruiters and saying, just be transparent with the candidates that you're working with. If you don't have anything for them, just let them know.
Right.
Rather than just not responding or ghosting after you get their resume or anything like that, because that happened to me and it wasn't very fun, like tracking down people. Like, I've been in the recruiter seat. Was I the best recruiter in the world? Absolutely not. So I'm guilty of it as well, but it's got to change. Because there's so many people that, like, given the situation now, like, people are losing their homes and they have families to feed, and they're trying their best to find a job to feed their families, and they're not getting any feedback. And in the recruiting industry, you're supposed to be priding yourself on networking and knowing other people and, you know, talking to somebody you've never met before. Right. So I would just say, reach out to your candidates and just be honest with them, because just leaving them in limbo is not going to help anybody. And then as far as like companies go, I would say just don't let the ATS reject good candidates. Because I did read an article when I was still looking for a job, like most things are remote now, right? So it kind of applying where it didn't really say it was remote or not. So just kind of trying, but
right.
I did read an article that, if your zip code on your resume is out of a certain mile radius of what's on the job description, it'll auto reject you. And that actually happened to me a couple times. So don't let technology keep you away from some good people that you could have at your company is another thing of advice. And just be transparent and about the process and the timeline. I think that goes a long way too. So if you have an initial phone screen, be like, hey, you know, we won't get back to you in 3 days or till next week, but here's what you expect. If we're going to move forward, we're going to do a video, whatever that may be, whatever their process is. Just be realistic about expectations, I think goes a long way. And then one last thing I will touch on, it happened to me as well too. And I'm not the most senior candidate by any means. I'm still younger in my career, but we did have a couple interviews with like fresh new grads from college that probably really wouldn't understand the role that I was interviewing for because they're so, I guess green in their career, I should say. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's great to get them out there and get experience. But if we're going to talk technical terms of what the role is actually about, I don't know that they necessarily have the experience to determine whether that's a good fit or not. So that's kind of an odd one off for me.
Gotcha. Well, good, definitely good tips. Is there any suggestion that there's 40 million people unemployed due to the pandemic currently? Is there any tips that you might offer to current job seekers or how to either make it go more smoothly or increase results more rapidly? Any tips for job seekers?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing, like I told my former boss told me, just network with people. I wasn't the biggest on networking in the past. And, once he kind of explained that to me while I was at the previous company and then after leaving that previous company, it kind of all made full circle. And I've met some great people out here in Arizona and even just on LinkedIn and having a couple conversations with them. I know something might not work out for their company, but I might be able to refer them to somebody that I've worked with in the past that can help them out in a certain situation. So definitely don't be afraid to get out there, talk to people that you've never spoke to before. And one thing I could say too is take a break from sitting in front of the screen. I know it can be like stressful. I was guilty of it. I would wake up, get my cup of coffee, and I would sit on LinkedIn, until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and I just can't look at the screen anymore. But I think it's good to, block out your day, get in a routine and step away from the screen a little bit just to kind of recharge. If you need to do stuff around the house or anything like that, I think that's good mm-hmm. for like your mental health, because first couple of days I was just sitting in front of the screen until I couldn't even like see straight. It wasn't good.
Well, great tips. I appreciate you sharing them here. If people wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do that?
Just reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's probably the best way to do it. Send me a message, send me a connection. If you have questions about, what I did or, what I'm seeing, or if I know anybody that can help you, more than happy to connect and network, because I've been in the situation. It's not fun. And I see what's going on in the market and the recruiting industry, and it's not the best. So happy to connect you with any of my connections. And do what I can to help, because I know what people are feeling on the job search. So whatever I can do to help, I'm more than willing to.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.